You see, it's a special secret statement for the Saturday of 16th of February. And in fact, this is 16th of February and the week ahead as we lead into the full moon and the sun in Pisces. Pisces is a thought energy. Everything that we do in our lives, whether we speak about doing it or whether we actually do it in real life or whether we just think and then it happens, is all the definition of happy ever after. When you wanted to buy something, you went, you talked about it, you then went to bought it, you brought it home, you tried it on, and then you looked at yourself in the mirror, you or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, your husband, wife looked at you and they, oh, don't like that. Oh, you don't look very suitable in that. Oh, don't like that. And the thought energy then made you make a decision whether you want to carry on wearing it or whether you don't ever want to wear it again. You've got to take it back to the shop. So the progress of life starts with a thought, and then it becomes, we talk about it, and then it becomes an action, a decisive action, and then we then go back to our thought energy, or go back to our thoughts, is it right for me, is it wrong for me? When you start dating somebody, you get attracted to them, you talk to them, you learn about them, you then may have some ziggy ziggy, and then you decide whether the chemistry is working, whether it's yes or no, or good or bad, but it's just a thought energy with which you then conclude whether it's right for you or wrong for you. And that's what we're alluding to, the full moon on the 24th of February. So this week's Parsha is actually defining all three stages and then conclusion stage of whether you like what it or not, whether you want to keep it in your life or not, whether it is really right for you. And when we understand that it is, and I want to use the Hebrew words now, it's machshava dibur maasa. Machshava is thought energy, dibur is speaking about it, maasa is the actions, and then we rejoin our machshava, we rejoin our thought energy to decide whether it's right for you or wrong for you. Now the Noyim HaLimelech, in his wisdom and understanding, he defines that life is full of free will choices. But when we use our free will choice and we make a mistake, then we have to rejoin our machshava, our thought energy. We really have to rejoin our thought, which is actually our soul speaking to us. We're looking ourselves in the mirror and we're feeding our own opinions, and then our own opinions talk to our soul and say, is this right for me or wrong for me? Is this permanent for me or not permanent for me? Let's go into real estate. When you are decided, I want to move, I'm ready to move, I'm going to move, you think about moving, right, I don't belong here anymore, so you then decide, I want to move. You then talk about moving with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your children, your family. You talk about moving, and then you will actually go and view an apartment, view somewhere, you'll see what it's about. Then you then have to think about it overnight. And the secret is thinking about things overnight. That's the spiritual secret of this week's Parsha. Thinking about things overnight, because it's the, you've done all the actions, you've done all the speaking, you've done all the physical side of it. Then now I've got to think about it overnight. When you make a decision, an important decision, your soul needs to talk to yourself. You need to talk to yourself, and we need to talk about the full moon of emotions and feelings. Your feelings and your thoughts are your destiny talking to you. And that's why we say, wait until the full moon, wait until the sun in Pisces, Mercury in Pisces, and the full moon in Virgo. It will be decisive, but it is about thought energy. Now the Parsha talks about the Yichuli Truma. Very rarely, the Torah, the Bible talks about the me energy. Me, 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 me. Right? It's very rarely. It's a collective energy. It's an all-inclusive. But the Yichu Li Truma is, Li is actually means for me. When you are looking for your destiny, you want somebody that's right for you. He or she might have been wrong for their ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend. They were wrong for them. But now you want it. V'yichu li truma. The emphasis is on the word li. Me. It's for me. It's right for me. Now, it doesn't matter whether he's big or small or fat or thin or handsome or not. It doesn't matter. He's right for you. V'yichu li truma. An understanding. Now we're going into Pisces with, especially this year, we've got the Saturn conjunction, the Saturn in Pisces destiny. It means it's got to be right for you. It's got to fit you. It's got to suit you. The chemistry's got to be right. And that decisive energy is a spiritual thought energy. It is our thoughts that decide what happens next in our lives.